Hey, it's Gabriel Brown here with another installation to my podcast on how credit made my imaginations come true. Today, I want to talk to you about another business strategy. And I think this is one that many of us are aware of, but we just don't take it seriously. And I think it will keep you out of harm's way, especially when you're talking about intellectual property, when you're talking about new ideas, concepts. This is really, really huge, and it is the non-disclosure and non-compete agreement. Let me say that again, the non-disclosure and non-compete agreement. Now, I've had a couple instances where this, you know, really helped me out, where I had come up with a new service that I wanted to introduce to the market, and I was shopping contractors to actually build funnels for me, or write copy for me, or just create a new email campaign. And sometimes when you're engaging to hire a new contractor, of course you gotta, you know, tell your story, how you came about the service, that, you know, very unique insights that you have about your service. You gotta paint a picture good enough for them to be able to feel your story, your interpretation, your understanding, your overstanding, everything about the service. You got to be able to interpret it to these contractors so they can write better copy, create a better funnel, okay? Create a better email campaign. And in doing this, you're sharing some of the most intimate details about your service that maybe these contractors will find attractive and be excited about your service as well. And before you know it, they may reveal your information or disclose your information to some of their comrades, some of their colleagues. And maybe they'll do it innocently because, you know, if you got anything good, everybody you talk to will, you know, be intrigued by it, right? So you want to make sure you send over a non-compete and non-disclosure agreement to these contractors, okay, to make sure that, you know, they take you seriously, that, hey, I just don't want you sharing this information. Even if I don't hire you, or even if you don't hire them, you still want them to keep their, you know, their integrity and not share the details of your service. Okay, now that's one instance. All right, you also want to have somewhat of a non-compete, non-disclosure agreement for employees. You know, sometimes you can have services where your process, your system, your strategies and techniques of operating your business is unique to you and not something that your entire industry is utilizing. And so you want to be able to create a non-compete and non-disclosure, you know, agreement or paragraph in your employee package. So this way you won't have employees jumping ship on you and going to your competitor and openly sharing the details of your business and giving them a competitive edge against you. Okay, I mean, you know, these things sound very simple, and that, hey, you know, you can't protect everything, but in reality, you can implement some measures and some fail-safe tools to, you know, prevent you from having more hardship than necessary. All right, so another instance where you may be able to use a non-compete, non-disclosure. Many of us are out looking for mentorship. I mean, we're very, very eager to find someone that can shorten the learning curve, you know, increase our rapid growth, someone that can, you know, really dial us in, that, you know, has been where we're trying to go and are available to help us get there faster, to fast track us, okay? So, in doing your mentorships, You know, you can sign a, or have your mentor sign a non-compete and non-disclosure. And I'll tell you why, because you're going to be sharing with your mentor some of your innermost thoughts and ideas and desires and business strategies. And if you're sharing this much with a person that is also in contact with other people, maybe in similar industries, doing a similar business, you want to let them know, just as your mentors want you to keep their practices and their protocols and their IP private, and many of them have inherent in their agreements these kind of non-compete, non-disclosures. You want to take your IP, your intellectual property, just as serious as they do, and you want to have them sign a non-compete and non-disclosure. Okay, these are three basic strategies where a non-compete and non-disclosure can really help you protect, you know, your business, protect your processes, protect your intellectual property. You know, just overall keep you from having additional hardship that would have been unnecessary or would not have even occurred unless you were seeking mentorship, seeking human resource, okay? Seeking contractors for expertise. So these things happen vicariously through you doing business and looking to do better business. And I don't think you should be in harm or at harm's risk as a result of that. I think those are noble reasons to pay people to help, and noble reasons to be engaged with other people when it comes to building your brand or your business. All right. So that's my podcast for today. Go forth and be more prosperous this year than you were last year. And know that there are mechanisms and strategies that are out there, such as a non-compete and non-disclosure agreement, that can protect you from unnecessary harm and the unnecessary sharing of information about your services, your practices, your process, your intellectual property, before you want those informations in the public domain.